This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran appears to be putting the United States on notice, warning it will react sharply to any perceived aggression against it. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Tehran would not allow any of its borders to be violated, adding that Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Meanwhile, questions are still being asked this weekend about why U.S. President Donald Trump halted planned military strikes against Iran and what's to be expected next. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out, and tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150. So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
The strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president says he's authorized additional unspecified biting sanctions against Iran as part of his administration's maximum pressure campaign to force the country to negotiate over its nuclear program. He said on Twitter, quote, Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA and not against the world. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday night, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, and the release of demonstrators arrested during the Chinese territory's worst political crisis in decades. Hong Kong police today slammed the protesters for their actions and vowed to pursue the ringleaders. Hundreds of thousands this month have been demonstrating against a proposed Hong Kong law that would allow the extradition of suspected criminals to mainland China for trial. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. For the first time since Mauritania's independence from France in 1960, people are voting today on what could be the first peaceful transfer of ruling authority for the West African nation. Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz seized power in a 2008 coup. He's stepping down after serving the constitutional maximum of 2 5-year elected terms and has thrown his support behind Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, a former defense minister who was heavily favored to win over 6 opponents. A new report from the United Nations and other international organizations says more than 1.8 million people in the Central African Republic are facing an emergency food crisis. Combined with a civil war that began in 2013, the country finds itself in dire straits, especially now in the so-called lean season that lasts from May through August. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This is the period between harvests when people have depleted their food stocks and hunger is particularly acute. The World Food Program reports nearly 2 million people do not know where their next meal is coming from during this period. WFP spokesman Hervé Ferhousel says, unfortunately, the hunger crisis will not be over when the lean season comes to an end.
Nearly 1.35 million people, almost 30% of the population analyzed, will be in severe acute food insecurity, including nearly 275,000 people in emergency during the harvest period, meaning between September and October.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. President Trump is once again facing ugly charges from his past. Once again, they involve an account of improper behavior toward a woman. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In an upcoming book by advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, she alleges Donald Trump followed her into a dressing room at a Bergdorf Goodman store, pushing her up against a wall and forcing himself on her. The Elle magazine writer says she was able to push him off and ran from the store. They had been talking about his purchasing lingerie for a woman, and Carroll had agreed to try it on. The president denies this account and says he's never even met the woman, asking why there are no photos or evidence to support her claim. During the 2016 campaign, more than a dozen women accused Trump of sexual misconduct, which he has denied. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he will pay attention to the words of UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet. After meeting with her Friday in Caracas, Maduro said, quote, "There are always going to be different criteria in every country, but I told her she can count on me as president to take her suggestions, recommendations, and proposals seriously." Gene Randall, VOA News.